Module 10, Implement Incentives. When you've determined what will motivate both the entire team and its individual members, it's time to implement incentives. Incentives should be implemented in a way that is understandable, regular, and consistent. If employees don't have faith in the incentive system, it will do little to motivate them. Create an incentive system that works for your organization and which will be motivational to your team. Regular incentives. Part of your incentive system should be regular incentives. How your organization defines regular may vary, but there should be a regular schedule that is communicated to and understood by your team. Regular incentives are those that can be expected for meeting set goals or targets. These are incentives that are not so much special recognition as recognition of meeting one's goals for the organization. These might include annual bonuses, quarterly commission checks, monthly recognition lunches. The type of regular incentives your organization chooses will depend on many factors. What is most important is that employees understand how these incentives are earned and distributed. If incentives are haphazard, they are not particularly motivating, as employees do not know whether or not their efforts will be rewarded. Mark milestones. In addition to regular incentives, it is key to mark milestones. When you mark milestones with an employee or team, it shows that the organization is paying attention to and is invested in its people. Milestones should be marked with special incentives above and beyond the regular incentives. This reinforces that these are special incentives or rewards to mark special occasions or benchmarks. Some milestones you may wish to mark with incentives include anniversaries of employment, 5, 10, 20 years, promotions, breaking sales records, significant life events such as milestone birthdays, if this is part of organizational culture, setting sales records, surpassing sales goals, encourage friendly competition. A little friendly competition can be quite motivating. The key word here is friendly. Encourage your team to compete with other teams in your office or in your organization's other offices. You can use some level of friendly competition within a team to motivate the team, but it is important to keep this at a level that does not inhibit team cohesion. Encouraging teams to compete against each other can provide the spark of motivation that other types of incentives might not. Providing an incentive that both teams find motivating can encourage each team to bring their best to the work. If you decide to use friendly competition, be attuned to organizational culture and personal politics. Friendly competition will not necessarily work well with all teams, but it can be an excellent motivator if you determine that it is appropriate. Keep the value reasonable. When offering incentives, it is important to keep the value reasonable. This is especially important when using an element of friendly competition to motivate your team. Offering incentives that are of too high a value, monetary or elsewise, risks encouraging sabotage or other unsportsmanlike conduct. Reasonably valued incentives help keep everyone grounded in what is truly important, which is achieving the goal. Be careful of offering incentives of too low a value, as people may not care enough to compete for these. When creating incentives, especially those for which people will compete, keep in mind the size of the goal, the people in question, and what would be appropriate reward for meeting the goal. The last thing you want is for your incentive to become a cause for long-lasting discord between people who have to work together long after the competition is over. Case study. Once Sharif's team determined to beat the Cleveland team, it wasn't long until the Cleveland team heard about it. Their manager, Rachel, called Sharif. "I'll tell you what," she said. "If your team wins, my team will take a picture with us all wearing your city's football team's jersey, and we'll send you a basket of treats you can only get in Cleveland. And if we win, you guys have to pose in our jersey and send us a basket of local goodies." Sharif thought it sounded great. He posed it to the team, who laughed and agreed. "Now we have to win," Ralph said. "I look horrible in that shade of orange." The competition lasted for 6 weeks, and each team raised their sales. They started having a weekly conference call where there was a lot of good-natured teasing, but also some great networking.